I think what really stood out was Governor Chris Christie's statements about the need to reform our entitlements programs. And he suggested that we may want to means test Social Security and that we really need to focus on controlling these programs in order to control the debt and deficit. I thought that was both courageous and on point. We have discussed many times that the big budgetary deficit problem that our country faces is structural, and it relates directly to our entitlements, and particularly Social Security and Medicare. So Governor Christie gets a star for doing that.
Describe to me what means testing means.
Yes, it means that those who are wealthier would receive less in Social Security or Medicare benefits because they have their own funds. Now, there's a lot of resistance to that because, in theory, if everybody gets paid the same amount of money out of Social Security or Medicare, then in theory, everyone perhaps has more involvement in it. But I think that's an outmoded notion in this day and age. And either some means testing or an increase in the age for full retirement benefits or a combination of the two is necessary. And Governor Christie supported that view very clearly. And he, in fact, said the world will not stop turning if we reform our entitlements programs. So he was a standout in discussing some of the most important economic issues that face our country at the national level, Nicole.
Healthcare is a pressing issue in our state right now, and Governor Jindal and Governor Perry spoke about Florida's healthcare a bit, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They both endorsed the state's lawsuit against the federal government any efforts to expand Medicaid in Florida or in their states. But the consequences are well known. We have some of the highest private insurance costs for healthcare in the country, as does Texas, as does Louisiana. That's in part a consequence of the decisions not to expand Medicaid. Now, expanding Medicaid has its own problems and issues, but there are consequences to whatever the decisions are that we make.
Presidential candidate Mike Huckabee also spoke. Did anything stand out to you about the economic policies that he took on?
Yes. Like Governor Christie, he addressed a key policy, which is tax reform. He came out for what he calls a fair tax, which is essentially to scrap the income tax system and to substitute for it a national sales tax, sort of like the value-added tax system in Europe. That would be a very dramatic step, and he deserves praise for taking a strong stand on one of the important issues that face the country.
What are some of the implications of a fair tax structure?
A fair tax is a national sales tax. So it would be a tax on consumption, and it would encourage savings and investment. So it is viewed positively in terms of economic efficiency. However, there are some negative effects. It tends to be what's called a regressive tax, in that poor people pay a higher percentage of their income for consumption goods, so therefore they pay a higher percentage of this fair tax system. So it wouldn't be very fair to them, but it would accomplish some important national economic goals.
Would implementing fair tax be a realistic goal?
Probably not politically realistic because so many voters would have their taxes rise under such a program compared to the current program.
And that's a very good point. These are presidential candidates, and the president is, at the end of the day, one person in a larger system. How much influence does the president have over economic policies as a whole?
Well, he can have a lot of influence. As we saw during the Great Recession, both President Bush and President Obama implemented policies that really allowed the U.S. economy to avoid a complete collapse of the banking system and the financial system in the world. And we had one of the stronger national recoveries compared to other countries. So the policies that the two presidents from different parties were able to implement at a time of crisis were very positive for us. If a president can marshal public opinion and get the support in the Congress, then dramatic changes can happen. And in part, that's what this upcoming presidential election is going to be about. Which direction will this country go, and will we have some unified public opinion to move us in that direction, Nicole?
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.